cleaning up tornado damage in several more states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
People don't have windows. Their roofs are off. Trees are on top of things.
She's in Berks County, Pennsylvania, where no one was injured. At least 12 hospitalized in Kansas.
We just waited until the freight train subsided.
The mayor of Linwood says dozens of homes in her community are all gone on the 12th straight day when at least 8 tornadoes were reported to the National Weather Service. Flooding is another problem. Homes underwater in parts of the South and Midwest, especially bad in Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Here in the Fort Smith area where the river is expected to crest at 42.5 feet, which would be nearly double the flood stage and an all-time high. And city officials tell us they expect about 1,000 homes to be flooded or impacted in this area.
Fox's Matt Finn, Republican Congressman Justin Amash got cheers and some jeers last night at a town hall in Michigan for recently saying President Trump committed an impeachable offense, obstruction.
Even though Mueller's report makes clear that there are elements that meet criminal standard, that's not what impeachment is about. It's a finding that someone has violated the public trust.
Well, the president's called Amash a loser and a lightweight, insisting he's done nothing wrong. Fired FBI Director James Comey took more shots at the president. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, calling it the worst deep state conspiracy ever. In a Washington Post op-ed, Comey wrote the FBI kept the Russian interference investigation quiet, in part because the leak would have been devastating to the Trump campaign. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, disagrees, telling Fox and Friends.
Somebody should have told us that intelligence had made very clear to them that Russia was trying to interfere in the campaign.
Comey wrote there was no corruption, treason, or attempted coup within the intelligence community. Dave?
This is Fox News.
We've all read some surprising online reviews, whether scoping out a spot for vacation or trying to find the best happy hour. So why should finding software for your business be any different? With over 850,000 software reviews, make an informed decision with Capterra. Capterra is the leading free online resource to help you find the best business software. From applicant tracking to workflow software, read reviews in over 700 categories from users just like you. Join the 4 million people that use Capterra each month. Find the right software today with Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com/radio.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-973-7700. 800-973-7700. Optima Tax Relief.
Joe Biden says he is not interested in mud wrestling with President Trump. The Democratic presidential frontrunner's campaign put out a statement once the president returned from Japan yesterday, calling what he said about Biden while there beneath the dignity of the office.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
Speaking of North Korea, three more sets of American remains returned decades after the Korean War have been identified.
The family of Army Corporal Charles S. Lawler has been notified, while the notifications of two other families are pending. Corporal Lawler was a member of Company M, 3rd Battalion, 8th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division. It was reported missing in action on November 2nd, 1950. So far, six Americans have been identified from 55 boxes of what North Korean officials said were remains. Service members identified were from states including Missouri, North Carolina, and New Jersey. U.S. officials have estimated that between 50 and 100 individuals could likely be identified from the boxes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Criminal charges could be insult to injury for a truck driver involved in a deadly crash last night in Virginia.
A church van headed for a spiritual revival rear-ended by a truck as it turned off a rural state highway Tuesday night about 50 miles southwest of Richmond. Virginia State Police say the van flipped over several times before coming to rest on its side. Four people in the van dead at the scene. Seven others injured and hospitalized. The driver of the truck was also hurt. Police say there likely will be charges filed as soon as their investigation is completed. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, another sell-off may be brewing this morning. Dow futures down nearly 200 the day after a 237-point drop. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Storm debris pickup has been scheduled in Champaign-Urbana. This is for people in areas in Champaign bordered by Kirby, Neal, Windsor, and Mattis in the area of Urbana between Race, Windsor, Philo, and Silver Mumford. Residents have until June 4th to be included in the pickup. The city will only collect tree limbs and brush. You can leave items parallel to the curb where they can easily be grabbed with heavy equipment. Yard waste bags are okay, but they don't want any plastic bags or containers. People in other areas with debris should contact Public Works. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for information on the vandals who slashed tires on two cars earlier this month. The cars belonged to high school students. They were in the 400 block of Peacock Drive and the 400 block of Dorchester Drive. It happened on the evening of May 19th or early in the morning on May 20th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to Drive.
Structure meeting that went into a ditch. It lasted about 3 minutes total. And the president is saying he's not going to work with Democrats until they stop their investigations. Congress is out of session right now, so it's really hard to really take a pulse and see where they're at with things. But at this point, it looks like they have no intention of doing so. And there's a lot coming up that needs serious attention. There's the reworked NAFTA deal.
Yeah.
There's immigration.
Yeah.
There's also
healthcare.
There's also a spending plan that needs to be in place by September 30th. And that may feel like a ways away, but it really isn't. It's going to be a long, hot summer here in D.C. as they try to work this out, because if they can't agree on something as simple as infrastructure, I don't know how they're going to keep the government open.
Well, it's just a mess, and I don't expect anything anymore. And just a tip, and Nancy Pelosi is very, very astute and very good politician, but to say there's a cover-up here at the White House, the dog whistle for Richard Nixon Watergate, and then go into the meeting and say, hey, how you doing? I wouldn't think that would work. I mean, it'd be like Donald Trump saying, you know what, you've let San Francisco absolutely go on the toilet, and you got a gated fence where you live, and hey, how are you? Want to work together?
Right. And so, yeah, they went over there. She said that moments before they got in their shiny black cars, went over to the White House. And the way that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer described it was, you know, that the shades or the blinds were closed, the windows or whatever. He couldn't see anything when he went into the cabinet room except for a standing President Trump who was clearly disgruntled.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You have that. But both sides really playing to their bases.
Yeah.
We don't know how that'll work out in 2020. Nancy Pelosi's really walking a fine line with her caucus and her members and her constituency, some that want to move forward with impeachment. But she's really been trying to tamp that down. But I think that she was honestly kind of throwing them a bone when she, her constituency, I should say, when she made the comment about a cover-up. So she's got this balancing act to do. And I think that really Democrats probably have more to lose when it comes politically to their strategy. President Trump doesn't seem to lose support among his base pretty much no matter what he does. So she's really got this balancing act going on. And there's a lot of people up for election in the Senate in 2020. It's not just the presidential campaign will decide.
Well, here's the question.
She's keeping an eye on that.
Here's the question, astute one. How many in America, and I've asked this question for the last few days, how many in America that are engaged, you know, kind of aware of what's going on, how many of those that are planning to vote are you going to persuade either way? Aren't we kind of dug in with our person?
Well, I'd have to look at the most recent polling, but I do believe that there are still some that are kind of in the middle, and that's why you see Joe Biden doing so well in the polls, at least early on, because the left has gone so far left, and the right, if you're not a Trump supporter, what do you do? So I do think that there are some that can be won over by Democrats and possibly by President Trump, who there are some who just can't go as far left as, say, Bernie Sanders. They don't want to vote for a Democratic Socialist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see Biden with this early support. Whether that'll continue, I don't know. But there are some people who just feel, I guess, politically disenfranchised by the current system. they can't get on board with either side.
As a ACE reporter, do you have a little twinge in your elbow that says watch out for blank in the Democratic Party? Anybody that would you would say, I'd kind of keep an eye on this person?
Well, I would say among the presidential candidates, keep an eye on Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Okay. Right.
He is really shot up out of nowhere and really thought, a lot of people thought Beto O'Rourke would be something, and he's just been tumbling in the polls. I'd say keep an eye on him. But really, right now, it's Biden being the front runner. And you can see that also in the way that the president has been attacking him. Kamala Harris, also one to watch, but she's not quite up there in the polling. All this is still very early, but I think it's a definite a way to take the temperature of the way that the country's headed. And again, I think Biden's early lead has to do with people who don't feel like they belong to either party right now.
Well, when the first debate happens in less than a month, they'll all get 30 seconds, and then that's it. Time's up.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have to have that kids' table again.
That's right.
Or maybe two.
That's right. Hey, all right. Well, chat. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
At Sutherland Fox, you want to follow her, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. Washington 813.
Summer is here and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Robe Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open and they're serving up killer cocktails along with fresh lunch and dinner every day of the week and brunch each weekend. It couldn't be easier than lunch or dinner at Big Robe. Anytime you come, they'll validate parking in the Hill Street parking deck. Heading downtown for live music or a special event, everyone's welcome at Big Robe Tavern. Need a place to host a shower celebration or party this summer? Big Robe has private rooms for your next event. Big Robe Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University Urbana.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/private. After that, it's just 30 bucks for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/private. That's 4hims.com/private for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/private.
All right, 816, ESPN 93.5. The St. Louis Cardinals continue their struggling ways and still trying. I know they're playing really good baseball teams right now, but something's got to change for the Cardinals. They're just not doing very well.
They've lost 11 out of the last 15, and yesterday they lost to the Phillies 4-3.
They've won 7 times since April, and it's almost June. And they've not won 2 games in a row since April.
And I feel like the April stretch was a good stretch.
Well, it was the best in baseball.
Yeah, people were feeling good.
Yeah, and then they didn't.
So. Okay, so let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Philadelphia, where last night, Adam Wainwright struck out 10 batters. He struck out at least 10 batters for the 10th time in his career. Ricky, that wasn't good enough. The Cardinals lost 4-3.
First time that Wainwright struck out 10 since 2014, so he was phenomenal. Unfortunately, the Cardinals, who got 3 runs in the first inning, a home run by Goldschmidt, 2-run home run for Marcelo Zuna, that was it. Nothing after that. The 3-run first inning was it. 4-3 was the victory for the Phillies.
A 4-hit night for the Cardinals, and they were 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. The offense has really dried up.
Not a lot of runners, no chances really at runners in scoring position. The Cardinals did get a great play from Harrison Bader in center field. He threw out Bryce Harper at the plate. That was one of the game's highlights. Unfortunately, the Cardinals dropped the first one of this very short 3-game road trip.
Hector Neris saved the game. Wainwright was the loser, and Nick Pivetta was the winner. Enesis Cabrera, Cardinal left-hander, makes his Major League debut tonight on the air at 5:10.
Yeah, you got the Blues playing tonight, too, but you got this rookie lefty for the Cardinals. So what do the Cardinal fans do? You got the Blues? You got
That's
the Cardinals?
Right. Game two at 7 o'clock tonight from Boston.
Bounce back and forth maybe a little bit.
Bruins are up one game to nothing.
Yeah.
Houston beat the Cubs 9-6 yesterday. They've got a game starts at 7 on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox 2-1 winners in the game they resumed yesterday, and then they went on to beat Kansas City again. They'll play at 7:10 today. We have Illini baseball in action against Clemson, and that game in Oxford, Mississippi at 3 o'clock on Friday. It looks like around 8:22 we'll lock in Dan Hartlett.
That's tomorrow on the program. All right, good work. That'll be great to talk to the Fighting Illini baseball coach ahead of their game with Clemson. I'm sure Clemson's very good if they're the 3.
That's right. Oh. Toronto will host Golden State. It looks like Kevin Durant did travel with the team to Toronto to take on the Raptors and could be ready for game 2 after that injured calf.
Weird scenario.
The fact that they're 5-0 without
Kevin
him.
Durant is one of the best players to ever play.
Yeah.
But yet the Golden State Warriors are like 31-1 without him.
Right.
So it's like, Kev, hey, you brought your tennis shoes. Good, but hey, we're good. It's just a chemical thing where the team's okay without him. They have to all give up something when he plays.
The good chemistry they have, that's right.
Well,
tomorrow at 8 is game 1 of the finals.
I'll be shocked if Toronto beats Golden State in this thing. Golden State has been 5 times in a row. It's just like the modern-day Lakers, Celtics, and Bulls is what you're getting with the goal. All these kids growing up, it's all they know is Steph Curry. Here you go. Yeah, and he makes $37 million a year.
Wow.
Pretty good money. Here you go with the weather.
67 with the clouds now. Up to 84, down to 64. 50% chance of precipitation, especially later in the day. An 80% shot at showers and thunderstorms. High 77, low 57 on tomorrow's forecast. Sunshine as we wrap up the week with a high 80, low 62. Could be rainy on Saturday with a high 78, 74. Partly cloudy both Sunday and Monday. Again, we're at 67, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Janet and Christian and Benjamin are on the way back from dropping Grace off in Canada. And they are just absolutely been wowed by this state. What state? They have been wowed by this state.
The northwestern part of the country is terrific.
Well, is it northwestern?
Okay.
Let me give you that in a second. It's 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg says the plane maker has been working with airlines for the past 2 weeks to prepare the grounded 737 MAX to resume flying. He says the airline is making clear and steady progress with the FAA to resolve MAX issues, but there is still work to do. An airline industry trade group tells the Wall Street Journal the Boeing 737 MAX planes could be grounded for another 2 months or more. Dick's Sporting Goods surprised Wall Street with stronger than expected earnings, and it's even predicting sales will be up 2% this year. Dick's no longer sells firearms and ammunition. The Vitamin Shop is expanding its selection of products with CBD hemp extract. The company says it's making the change in response to customer demand. It's selling a variety of products for humans and dogs, and it's planning a line of CBD natural beauty products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Can Carson Wentz win the NFL MVP if he can't win the NFC East? Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. I've never questioned that. I think he's a good quarterback. I think his public persona and hype has greatly exceeded his accomplishment. I think the fact that he was drafted highly and showed promise in a nice stretch in 2017 has made everyone fall in love with projecting Carson Wentz to the top of the quarterback heap in the NFL. Dak Prescott is the opposite of Carson Wentz, where everything he's done is elevated and projected into greatness. Everything Dak Prescott has done has been discounted. Who then will deserve MVP? You gotta at least win your division to win the MVP award. And right now, I don't see the Eagles beating the Cowboys.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge for the exact same high-speed networks. It's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I'm not sure this will go through, but it's where Janet and the kids are right now. I'm calling them kids. They're turning 22. Oh, man, it's getting
That's
up.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday, going to go have dinner with Mike Ditka.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. I love going to, Yeah. The signal is so iffy, but the state I was talking about was, what's your guess?
Washington.
State of Washington?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty.
It's so pretty.
State of Utah.
Utah?
They are stunned by the state of Utah.
Okay.
They have been to Zion National Park, the arches, the canyons. I mean, they said it's unbelievable.
Nice.
He said it's like a Grand Canyon with no people. They were walking around. I mean, there's ledges and all. There's no fencing. I mean, it's just like wilderness.
Uh-huh.
But they said it was... absolutely stunning in the state of Utah.
Love it.
As a sleeper, I've never been to Utah.
Right. I think I was because I hit the four corners. Isn't Utah included in that with New Mexico?
Probably. I don't know. I've seen a map.
Okay.
See a map.
Anyway,
so now I think they go to Colorado, and then I think they're just going all the way home. They think that, well, some point you just drive.
Yep.
And then you just get home.
Uh-huh.
And I think the launch today is going to be Denver, and I think they'll get home late tomorrow night.
Sounds great.
But that's about 9,000 miles on the Odyssey.
Wow.
At least, maybe 10. And I'm trading it in, Craig, so we're coming.
And at least you had a chance to explore when it was South Dakota State, right?
I only went 2,000 miles with them.
Okay.
And then I think they put another 7
but
on
it. But even then, you saw some gorgeous part of the country.
Oh, man.
Man, we live in a great country.
Well, it's just, I don't know if we know about it, but then again, every campsite's full. They found a campsite last night, but everything for the last week, you can't get in. Every campsite is full. Amazing. So there are a core of the Americans that are taking advantage of some of these places, but the scenery, the temperatures, the wilderness, what we have out there, it's not too expensive to figure that out if you can pitch a tent.
Uh-huh.
Do a little planning, pitch a tent. You can take a family for... $500-$700, counting gas. I mean, it's not a lot of money.
That's right.
Pack your own food, drive 1,000 miles, you'll be pretty amazed.
I love those Girl Scouting days, cooking on the fire.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I didn't have any Girl Scout days.
I know, you're a Boy Scout leader.
No, I didn't.
Quit.
I quit when I was old enough.
Right, when you were ready to join.
And now it's kind of developed into a, he quit because it was my turn. 8:28.
If you dream about owning a garden, a grill, or a garage, you are ready to own a home. Busey promises to provide the answers and support you need to find the best financing package for you. With free pre-qualifications, you can shop for your home knowing all of your options. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Don't miss the Horizon RC Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Eli Field in Monticello. Horizon RC Fest is a hands-on remote control celebration for the entire family. See fireworks, the Great Digger Monster Truck, RCs flying through the Ring of Fire, drone racing product demonstrations, giveaways, and more. Admission is free, so bring the entire family. All the details are online now at HorizonRCFest.com. You'll also be able to get hands-on with all kinds of RC vehicles and aircraft, vendors, and a hobby retailer on site. And it's all brought to you by Horizon Hobby. Bring the whole family because spectator admission is free.
May is high mileage month at CarX Tire on Auto. If your car has 75,000 miles or more, there's never been a better time to see your CarX man. High mileage oil changes, tires, brakes, shocks, and flushes, all at significant savings this month only at CarX. The high mileage experts at CarX have the right parts for your older vehicle, and our trained mechanics can handle installation on any make or model. Save during our high mileage month only at your Central Illinois CarX Tire and Auto.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Imagine a perfect world. A world where your face doesn't have a blemish. A world where you don't hit a red light. A world where the Wi-Fi always works. A world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up! We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are homes and businesses destroyed by tornadoes in Kansas now. At least 12 people are hospitalized. Randy Stabenow's Heart to Heart International Healthcare Charity has a mobile medical unit up in the town of Linwood.
We'll be getting out to the community and letting them know that if they have any injuries, if they step on a nail, if they're cut by a sheet metal, if they're cut with a chainsaw, and they need to have medical treatment, we'll be available to do that.
A tornado also damaged homes in eastern Pennsylvania last night. There's a hearing today in the case of a Navy SEAL accused of murder.
Lawyers for Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher are due in court today in San Diego to ask a judge to throw out the case against their client. Gallagher is accused of killing an ISIS prisoner in Iraq in 2017, whom prosecutors say he stabbed and then posed for a photo with the body. His attorneys say prosecutors planted tracking software and emails sent to the defense team, and they want the prosecutor removed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 2 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign woman who had a gun in her home when drugs were present. Police raided the home of Deborah Taylor Smith. They arrested her and her son, who was a teenager. Taylor Smith faced a maximum of a decade behind bars. She pleaded guilty in April to possession of a weapon by a felon. She had prior convictions for aggravated battery, unlawful transfer of a firearm, and driving under suspension. An Urbana High School student who brought ammunition to school has been sentenced. The 15-year-old was arrested May 13th. The News Gazette says Urbana police have been told a threat had allegedly been made against a student at another school via social media, and it involved a gun. Two officers searched the Urbana High School student, found that person with the ammunition, and that person was sentenced to 2 years of probation. He pleaded guilty to a count of unlawful possession of ammunition. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Their superpower is love. Celebrate superhero animals at the Anna Marvels Expo, Saturday, June 1st, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Westside Park in Champaign. The Anna Marvels Expo with Rattle the Stars will have play areas for dogs and cats, animal contests, an animal parade, food, music, vendors, and exhibitors. There may even be animals for adoption. Go to rattlethestars.org for more information. Rattlethestars.org. Proceeds benefit Rattle the Stars suicide prevention programs. The Anna Marvels Expo, sponsored by Champaign Counseling, promoting peace from within.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 84, low 64. Chance of precipitation today, 50%.
That could happen later. Right now, we just have the clouds and the temperatures at 68. 78 the high tomorrow, down to 58 in the evening, 80% chance of rain, sunshine by Friday, and a high 80, low 62. Again, 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
Front page of the News Gazette today, missing scholars' parents are back. That's such a heartbreaking story. Mm-hmm. Remember the Chinese scholar?
Yin Yang Zhang?
Yeah. Trial for her accused killer. It's in Peoria.
Brent Christensen.
Yeah. I guess Steve Beckett's representing their family. Anyway, they're going over for jury selection. And, of course, the body's never been found, but a whole bunch of stuff's going to come out in court. And, you know, there's one person that probably knows exactly what happened at this point. And I think the police have put together a whole bunch of solid evidence, based on my understanding. So we'll see. It's in Peoria, change of venue. But, man, that was, what, how many, two years, three years ago?
Yeah.
Man, just hard to imagine that in a wonderful community like Champaign-Urbana, you could have alleged monsters walking around. I mean, they Brent Christensen went to the vigil.
I know.
For this woman.
Yeesh.
All right, we'll see what happens, but they're back in town.
It was June 9th, 2017 with this incident.
So it's coming up on 2 years.
Campus.
Yeah. Okay, Dan Hartlib will be on tomorrow for a few minutes before Illinois plays, and we'll see what he's thinking.
They're taking on Clemson.
Oh, yeah. It's a young – Illinois has a pretty young team. So – and I didn't mention anything about Illinois golf. It obviously didn't go very well. We didn't play very well, but I also think that must have been the hardest golf course in the world, some of the scores I was seeing. And I think it was, I think Mike Small said it was the hardest they'd played this year or ever or something. It was really, really 7,550 yards. If you know golf, that is forever. And apparently you had to hit it straight. So it was hard. And I know the guys are disappointed. They did not make the cut. The national championship for golf is today. Oklahoma State got upset, and they were monsters, and they lost. They lost to, I think, Texas. So Texas and Stanford play for the national title in match play today. I think it's Fayetteville, Arkansas. We still have an amazing, I mean, one of the best northern school for golf is Illinois. The best facilities, Illinois. And the best coach, Illinois. And so they'll be fine. This is a young team. And, you know, they won the Big Ten championship again. They won the regional again and did not play very well in the national. Or the golf course was just too hard. So the college guys have way harder times than the pros. The PGA has no golf courses set up like they make the college kids play. Luke Guthrie told me, 6 years ago, he said the PGA never set up golf courses like that because they don't want to score that high. So you get to the PGA, and college guys that are really, really good at golf, they go, oh, man, finally, easy golf course. That's how hard it is in the NCAA.
I see.
They make it ridiculous because they beat these kids up. And so they'll rebound and be really, really good next year, probably better because they'll have another year of experience. Okay, we talked about the tornadic activity that we had and how the EMA, emergency something acronym, got the call late on Saturday into Sunday that said somebody saw something, tornado.
That's right.
But they
around 1:30 in the evening.
They weren't a weather spotter, so they couldn't count it.
That's right.
And I think that's the right move, because if I open my door and call 911 and said I see a tornado, what's your name, sir? What do I know?
Right. And they immediately went to check their gauges and check the wind speeds and things like that.
Couldn't verify it.
Right.
Yeah. So the right call, because, again, first Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m., it kind of startles me when you hear the sirens.
You're right.
When you hear the sirens, you're supposed to take cover. And so not flipping the switch, even though we now confirm there were, three touchdowns in the middle of Champaign and Urbana. They're damaged, tree damage mostly. So we had a real rough storm come through, but to It's always good to, you know, armchair quarterback a little bit on Monday just to make sure we get it right. And I think they did the right thing. I don't know how you can't take the word of somebody who just calls it in. You got to have some trained eyes on it and confirm that kind of thing, because you shouldn't hit the sirens unless you're really, really sure it's really, really bad. Because panic can set in. There are some people that are just on whatever, and others are like really anxious about this. So you got to be cognizant of all that stuff. So, and they'll have meetings and make sure they did everything right, and I'm sure they did. All right, 839, you want to text us this morning, 359-2255.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes National Military Appreciation Month, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
At 18 years old, Yogi Berra put his baseball career on hold and joined the Navy during World War II. After training as a gunner's mate, Yogi took part in the D-Day invasion in 1944. Berra earned a Purple Heart, a Distinguished Unit Citation, two Battle Stars, and a European Theater of Operations ribbon during the war.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and at Navy Federal Credit Union, we're celebrating with special offers on credit cards, certificates, and car loans for our members. We're also giving a special shout-out to our active duty military and veterans. Take a moment to share a thank you with our military community, and take advantage of special offers at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
So the jury selection of the Brent Christensen trial in Peoria, beginning, and as weird as this sounds, there might be people that want to be on it.
Huh.
You know how people are.
It says the list of potential jurors began with more than 1,000 names.
Yeah.
They mailed questionnaires and knocked that down to 477 in the jury pool. And beginning this week, the court will call a group of 20 prospective jurors in the morning and another in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's expected to take up to 2 weeks, 12 jurors, six alternates to be selected.
I would not want to be on the jury.
They're saying it's probably going to be a couple of months at least.
Ugh. Who wants to be on that jury?
I mean,
there's some people. I mean, was it George Ryan's case? No, it wasn't murder or anything, but George Ryan, former governor. I mean, some guy tried to sell a shirt that he was sitting in the jury pool. I mean, so there are weird antics and thoughts by some people that are looking for a little fame and attention.
Well, but Christensen's attorney is asking for permission to use visual aids about the death penalty during the questioning of jurors. They also want to display a reality checklist that says life or death decision making in a federal capital case.
Yeah, I think they're leapfrogging, perhaps, to see where people are in the death penalty, because that's what's at stake here. I think I heard that they're definitely going for the death penalty prosecution. So.
And of course, the body was never found.
Right. So we'll see what evidence comes out. But again, I mean, I served, we all did. I mean, everybody at our radio station got served to go to jury duty in the same month. It was unbelievable last fall.
And thank goodness, all released in that time.
But yeah, there wasn't much going on in Champaign. I know Danville still does 2 weeks. So I talked to somebody in Vermilion County, and they had 2 weeks jury duty.
Is
so much better in Champaign County.
Yeah, it is.
I've done it when it was two, and I got exhausted the second week.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're thinking there's a lot at stake and all these other things, but, man, being considered for that jury, no thank you. But you'd have to answer the questions honestly.
Yeah, sure.
You've got to be honest. But would you? It's just like, ugh. Because when I was chosen for a jury once, they could obviously see my body language. Like, I wasn't real interested, as nobody really is.
Right.
But then he said, and actually it's Judge Dill now. He was at the prosecution. He said, you can be fair for a few days, right? And I'm going, yeah, whatever. I said, this, you know, radio personality with a lot of opinions. No way I'll get picked.
That's right.
I'll pick twice.
Wow.
Anyway, 843, ESPN 93.5.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends.
Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
So I got ESPN on and they're having this long discussion about a possible work stoppage in the NFL.
What's that about?
Well, it's not till after 2020.
Oh.
I'm really interested in hearing.
Okay.
Well, what if that? What if that? Here's the problem, because the players want some of the dough, the cheese that the owners are making, because it's like a $12 billion company. But it's really hard to have sympathy for you if you're only making $4 million a year. It's just hard to feel for you, bud. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, well, they're making all... I know, but $4 million is decent, too. And it's more than we're getting. So it's hard to... You know, if they're making $12 an hour, I get it. But they're all making a lot, and I know it's gladiators. It's modern-day... Football's modern-day gladiators. So it's like you could hurt yourself forever. It's really, really hard on you. And it's very dangerous. Anyway, collective bargaining agreement ends after the 2020 season. I'm talking about it now?
Norm Miller here.
Full brewing experts than a Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Big Thorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
And we gave people a chance to get a Scotty's Brewhouse, $50. A lot of you texted in earlier this morning. Okay, so the players rep for the NFL is sending out a real urgent bulletin this morning saying save your cash because they might stop play in 2021. I don't know. Now, as much money as professional athletes can make, there's obviously a fairness thing there, but... If you don't like what the owners are making, go buy a team, right? I mean, it's like very difficult for the fans, although there'd be pretty, it's a huge industry. Fantasy football, all the bars that watch football on virtually every day there's a game, which is like 5 days a week now. So it's 2021. It's got time here. We got time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like shutting down the government. This is the NFL. And there's a lot of people that would be freaking out, including Buffalo Wild Wings. Ah! Oh, I bet they'll figure it out. But it's just hard to relate to a player that's only getting $7 million a year. That's such a ripoff. How dare you, sir? How dare you only pay me $7 million? So it's hard to understand, except you just want to turn on the TV and have football.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, we will be back. Tomorrow is Thursday. John Decker will join us live from the White House. Dan Hartlett, Illinois baseball coach, chime in for a few moments as they get ready tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
I'm going to ask him about his Cincinnati Reds, who are just a game now from the Cardinals.
Yeah, we had a text in about that saying don't sleep on those guys.
No, Reds are better, way better than they were, which is ridiculous because the National League Central is stupid.
Come join me tonight, Carl Park, 6:30 to 8, free live music, popcorn and lemonade. Bring your lawn chair. If you mention you heard this, I usually have prizes in my pocket.
Then go find Diane Ducey. In fact, take an Old Orchard $50 with you.
Sounds good.
And if somebody comes up to you and says, I heard you say that.
Okay.
First person to find Diane tonight, I'll give Diane a $50 gift card to Old Orchard.
Thanks, Stevie. I love doing that.
So find Diane. Be the first one to say, did you give away the Old Orchard? And she'll give it to you if she hasn't. So there's your sneak peek for tonight at Carl Park.
Awesome. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
Hello. This